This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't want to know, who's taking you home.
All right, here we are. It's Friday. It's second Friday in January. It's the 13th. Okay, so it's Friday the 13th. Who cares? We're bigger and tougher and stronger. That we don't believe in those superstitions, do we, ladies?
No. Not at all.
A little hesitancy there. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. And Victoria Keelan on the DJV experience with a focus on the end of the Obama administration, the beginning of the Trump administration. There are some things that are obvious, some things that are not. Malia and Sasha, daughters, President Obama's daughters, 8 years ago, they were sent a letter by the two young ladies who had occupied the White House prior to Malia and Sasha. Their names are Jenna and Barbara, the two Bush girls. Here's what they wrote in the exchange that has now gone on between the two of them. I'm guessing there's probably been some correspondence or conversation between these four, as there has been between Michelle and Laura Bush. In fact, if you were watching the Fallon Tonight Show the other night, Michelle Obama talked quite comfortably and warmly about the friendship she's developed over the years with Laura Bush. There's a club there. All of these, this is a club. And the children become members of a club. The spouses become members of a club. The people that work together become members of a club. It's really kind of interesting. So here's what the two Bush girls wrote to Malia and Sasha. On a cold November day, we greeted you on the steps of the White House. We saw both the light and wariness in your eyes as you gazed upon your new home. We left our jobs in Baltimore and New York early and traveled to Washington to show you around, to show you the Lincoln bedroom and the bedrooms that were once ours, to introduce you to all the people, the florists, the groundskeepers, the butlers, who dedicate themselves to making this historic house a home. The four of us wandered the majestic halls of the house. You had no choice here but to move in. When you slid down the banister of the solarium, just as we had done as 8-year-olds and again as 20-year-olds chasing our youth, your joy and your laughter were contagious. In 8 years, you have done so much, seen so much. You stood at the gates of the Robben Island cell where South Africa's Nelson Mandela was imprisoned for decades, your arms around your father. You traveled to Liberia and Morocco with your mom to talk with girls about the importance of education, girls who saw themselves in you, saw themselves in your parents, saw themselves in a circumstance that wasn't, no, isn't that, I love these, GD, I'm in the middle of this and the screen goes blank. Oh, man.
First world problems.
Anyway, you traveled to Liberia, girls who saw themselves in you, saw themselves. You attended state dinners, hiked to national parks, met international leaders, managed to laugh at your father's jokes during the Thanksgiving turkey pardon, all while being kids, attending school, making friends. We've watched you grow from girls to impressive young women with grace and ease. And through it all, you had each other, just like we did. Now you're about to join another rarefied club. And this is where it sort of gets down, I think, because my editorial gets into the nitty-gritty of all of this. One of the former first children clubs, a position you didn't seek, and one with no guidelines. But you have so much to look forward to. You'll be writing the story of your lives beyond the shadow of your famous parents, yet you'll always carry with you the experiences of the past 8 years. Never forget the wonderful people who work at the White House. Our greeter is 7-year-old, and our grandfather's inauguration was Nancy, the White House florist who ushered us in from the cold. She helped us make colorful bouquets of winter flowers for our grandparents' bedside. 20 years later, Nancy did the flowers for Jenna's wedding. Cherish your own Nancy. We stay in touch with our Secret Service. They were part of growing up for us. They were there for first dates, first days, even an engagement and a honeymoon.
Wow.
You know, it wasn't always easy. The two of you and the two of us were teenagers trailed by men in black. But they put their lives on hold for us. Enjoy college, as most of the world knows. We did. And you won't have the weight of the world on your young shoulders anymore. Explore your passions. Learn who you are. Make mistakes. You're allowed to. Continue to surround yourself with loyal friends who know you, adore you, and will fiercely protect you. Those who judge you don't love you, and their voices shouldn't hold any weight. Rather, it's your own hearts that matter. Take all that you have seen, the people you have met, the lessons you have learned, and let that help guide you in making positive change. We have no doubt you will. Traveling with our parents taught us more than any class ever could. It opened our eyes to new people as well as new cultures and ideas. We met factory workers in Michigan, teachers in California, doctors and the Burmese border, children who lined the dusty streets of Kuala Lumpur to see the American president, and children with HIV waiting to get their drugs that would save their lives. One tiny girl wearing her finest lavender dress looked young, which she was not. She was little because she was sick. Her mom admitted that she might not live to see the drugs work, but her brothers and sisters would. After meeting this girl, Barbara went back to school and changed her life's path and her major. You've lived through the unbelievable pressure of the White House. You've listened to harsh criticisms of your parents by people who had never even met them. You stood by as your precious parents were reduced to headlines. Your parents who put you first not only showed you, but gave you the world. As always, they will be rooting for you as you begin your next chapter, and so will we.
That was so nice.
That was really nice, wasn't it?
Wonderful.
Very nicely done. And as suggested, Barbara Bush is now the CEO of Global Health Corps, which deals with these problems around the world. And most people know Jenna Bush is on the Today Show.
Well, so, and George W. Bush, people like to, take shots at him. He did so much for AIDS in Africa. That is his true legacy. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was phenomenal, the stuff that he did. And I think, obviously, it affected Barbara, and it changed her life's path, which is wonderful. So, I think this is just, we need more of this. We need a lot more of this.
Well, we do, and it's there, but it's especially not for the taking, because the news media ignores it. For the most part. And these sorts of things, these relationships, these are human beings who go through life cycles. We all go through life cycles. We have our loves up and down. We have our lives that are up and down. We have our experiences that are good and bad. We have our, just anything in your life, your health, your emotions, things that are close to you. And we tend to not humanize these people. They are human beings. They got to take a dump every day. They got to take a shower every day.
Okay.
They put their pants on one leg at a time. They're no different than we are, except they're in a different circumstance. And basically, we've created this aura by putting them up on a pedestal and, again, not remembering that they're human beings. George Bush was not a great president, in my opinion, but I think he's more than an okay guy. And I think Barack Obama is more than an okay guy, even though, I just don't like any of these people because I think a lot of stuff gets done, maybe even in their names, that they don't even do, but they're held accountable for, that just isn't in the best interest of everybody. That's my judgment. But I don't judge them as people. I judge them on the performance of the job. The only person that I think I've ever judged as a person, as a leader, was LBJ, who I think was a despicable human being. But that's the rest of them. I think there's a lot of good in Bill Clinton, frankly, regardless of the extracurricular activities and maybe what he's done with the Clinton Foundation. Maybe there's some scandal there. But I think that for whatever the reason, his intentions, for the most part, were good. I think that George Bush, even though he was a kind of a lightweight, it took him a while to see who his real friends were. And, you look around now and you see the exchange yesterday between Obama and Joe Biden. And the wonderful warmth that wasn't...
Wonderful.
You don't fake that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that, you know, so many people vilify because they don't agree with their points of view is a sickness that has overcome many of us to the point where we don't value them as human beings. I find it most interesting when I look back at George Bush's career, and as much as I vilified what he did, starting with the Iraq War, I look at the influences that were around him. Most of them were like the two Darth Vaders were Rumsfeld and Cheney, and they really were Darth Vaders. Bad, bad guys. And Bush didn't, for whatever the reason, get a sense of them until pretty well he was into his second term, to the point where he'd basically pushed Cheney out of the way, and to this day doesn't speak to him. And there was a certain element of that with Gore and Clinton at the end, because Clinton wouldn't, because of some differences, wouldn't really support him when he was running for the presidency, and they're not great pals. They just stay out of each other's way. Whereas Cheney and Rumsfeld and Bush, they never mind stay out of each other's way. They avoid each other. Much the same as Jimmy Carter does with Bill Clinton. I'm so eager to see them when the inauguration, they show up. I remember seeing the 8 years ago when you see the inauguration and the people coming up, the distinguished people that sit in the front, and Jimmy Carter came up and sat down in the second row, and he was with his wife, and Bill Clinton came up, and he was about to sit in the second row until he shook hands with Jimmy Carter and saw him sitting in the second row. So they moved over to the other side because they don't like each other. And, you know, it's that kind of stuff. It makes them human beings. This sort of stuff between the girls makes them human beings. Why do we try to make them something that they are not? They are human beings. And subject, this all this stuff about Trump. Trump is a human being subject to the same sort of vagaries as we all are. He may approach some of the things differently. He may have different attitudes, but the guy's a human being. And I'm going to bet that the exchange between Obama and Trump is going to be quite warm. It isn't the last time there was really a cold, cold reception was when Harry Truman left the White House when Eisenhower sort of warmed him up, and then there was the exchange between. Who was it? There's one other one. I can't remember. It's not important now. But I think you don't agree with me, Victoria. You don't think there's going to be any warmth there?
I think that it... I mean, I don't know. I think it got burned down. So I think both Trump and Obama were wrong. I think Obama never should have answered a question about if he had run, would he win again? I think that was... I've always thought that he has held himself... carried himself very well with a lot of dignity and a lot of class, and I think that was probably the most. That is the number one thing I would say in terms of classlessness. He never should have answered that question. Why even go there? That was a big mistake. And then Trump tweeted about it and said, "Oh, I guess it's not going to be. You know, it's so much for a smooth transition." Not. I mean, of course, Trump trying to bring back a joke from the '90s, but you know, I mean, it's. I think it burned down. So I don't know if it's going to be that smooth anymore.
20 minutes past the hour.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. And January 14th, limit 2. Multi-packs count as one.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'll be free to be with you soon. I'll be telling you no.
Sounds like an epitaph song. Tanya Tucker hospitalized after suffering another fall, this time on tour. As she is postponing now her tour dates, she fractured a vertebrae and hurt a broke or injured a rib. Anyway, she's also been diagnosed with bronchitis.
Wow.
Stamen says she's receiving breathing treatments, physical therapy.
Doesn't need any surgery.
So she rescheduled a couple of tour dates in Kansas and Oklahoma, said in a statement that she's angry the accident happened and will make it up to her fans. So, here's...
I really like her. This is maybe not my favorite, but her upbeat songs are really good. She's a good talent.
Yeah. All right, so let's move on. Musical knowledge at this portion of every hour of the program is coming up on 25 past the hour. Roy Orbison is in focus today for a very interesting reason. The Black and White Nights. This is the 30th anniversary. Roy Orbison, Black and White Night 30, coming out February 24th, re-edited to feature different camera angles, previously unreleased performances, including Blue Angel, another version of Oh, Pretty Woman, plus five songs performed after the concert ended, and the audience left the Coconut Grove Club September the 30th, 1987. I think this is the one that they play so often on PBS, is it not? With all the stars like Bruce Springsteen.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Exactly. Right.
What a fabulous performance.
It's
the
best. Oh,
yeah, it really
so
is.
Good.
The Traveling Wilburys are in it, which is Harrison and Orbison and Dylan and Tom Petty, Jeff Lynne. And then you see Elvis Costello up there, Bonnie Raitt, Katie Lang, Tom Waits, Jackson Browne. Steve sold J.D. Souther, who is an Elvis, not a clone, but certainly a very important part of Elvis's clan, was released on an album and home video as well. The Black and White Night 30 includes 33 minutes of a documentary, never before interviews. I'd like to get this myself. Anybody wants to give me a present? I would.
Look at that thing,
love to see it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Right? Listen to this. Just nothing but good stuff. Now I've seen this any number of times because they play it on PBS. Or is a megathon of money. The way he gets into stuff. And this song with Katie Lang and Bonnie Wright singing in the background.
Was over you.
This guy has so much grit. So much soul. Oh, my God.
Sing over one of the best voices of our 20th century.
What can I do?
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
Don't.
Oh, no, 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 no. Prepare.
So when you sing, do you hear...
You know what I was thinking of?
Do you hear what comes out of Roy Orbison's mouth? Or?
What I'm thinking is the dog that bit the kid at the White House and how the dog must have been yelling after somebody yelled at him. Ow! That's what I was thinking of.
That's what the kid was yelling. Ow!
This is so great. No, I won't spoil the last 30 seconds of it. Just let it play, Kara. Let it play!
The microphone.
I am. Oh, boy.
28 past the hour. Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a lot of things are changing in the medical profession for people, and so changing for the medical profession for pets, too. For example, there's a lot of alternative pet care out there. What is alternative pet care? It's a little bit different. It's kind of what I like to call integrative pet care, where they use conventional methods in conjunction with things like aromatherapy, massage, chiropractics. Don't laugh now. There's yoga. They call it doga, crystals, acupuncture, herbal remedies. Do they really work? If you go to a doctor who practices integrative medicine, very often what they do, the veterinarian will take real conventional veterinary practices and put them together with the so-called alternative pet care. And it really makes a difference. Right now, for example, my own German Shepherd is receiving acupuncture. He's on medication as well, but he's receiving acupuncture and he's doing great. So if you're not getting the results, you might want to speak to your doctor about looking for an alternative. There are alternative vets out there. Using both can make all the difference. I'm Warren Eckstein.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. But even today, there's still one path to success that only requires a dream and about $10. Because if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. Right now at Vistaprint, you can get 500 customized high-quality business cards for only $9.99. That's $9.99, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. Just go to Vistaprint.com, use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a house.
We're gonna institute a new policy on the DJB experience. From now on, I am going to drink with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, perhaps Kara as well, so that we can get more out of each other. Apparently that's the secret to having a good talk show, if you let the people
who
are on your show drink.
Drink heavily.
More comes out of them than might be the case otherwise. So let's all drink. I'll drink to that. Here it is right now.
Cheers.
I'm going to drink.
Oh, wait. Here we go. Ready? Let's do one more toast.
Okay, one more?
Why toast. Does it stop at one?
President of the United States. Here I go.
Ooh. Are you still drinking that bad water that tastes terrible?
I have another bottle of Aspire. This is apple. Naturally sparkling and refreshing. There's no sugar, no carbs, no calories, no taste, no nothing. It's called Aspire. It's supposed to be very nutritional, though. Okay, speaking of nutrition, the White House dog took a bite out of somebody visiting the other day. And this is the dog bites man or girl. A girl sticks her face in the dog's face, and the dog doesn't know her, and so, whoomph. I don't think anybody get really hurt. Right? It was just one.
She had to have some stitches in her face. Yeah.
Right. And I'm sure the Obamas felt horrible about it. The girls were sad, yada, yada. But it's a very good lesson in that you don't stick your face in the face of a dog you don't know.
Right.
I mean, how much more simple can the lesson be than that?
Yeah.
I don't know if we go anywhere. How much of that Have you noticed, Jennifer, your father had a dog for a long time. I remember
still
meeting
does.
For the first time. I didn't stick my face in his face.
Right.
I don't remember. You don't have you have that mangy cat, so I don't know. He puts nobody.
She is not mangy.
Don't put Buddy in the corner.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Nobody ever does that with a cat. Have you noticed that cats are so smart? They put you in your place right away. Cats are over there. Humans are over here, and you stay away from me. I'll stay away from you. Have you noticed that about cats?
Yeah.
You know, people go running up to a cat and put their face in the face of the cat.
Well, that's
who does
because
that?
Cats will run away.
Yeah,
I mean, they're
yeah,
not going
no
to stick around.
Movements.
Yeah,
mm-mm.
Yeah. Well, whatever it is, it may be smarter. Cats are smarter than you think they are.
Oh,
not
cats
smarter,
are
yeah.
totally
cows.
Smarter than dogs, by the way.
Oh, are you kidding? Oh, give me a break! Look at the size of their head. Just use that as an example. That little head of the cat. What kind of brains can be in there?
Less room for air.
I don't know. Humans have pretty big heads, and some of them don't have much in it, so.
Dog. Yep. I was comparing cats and dogs, but if you want to compare it to humans, maybe you're on the short end of the stick.
I'm just saying that head size compared to brain size doesn't necessarily mean all that much.
Maybe. All right, let's get a little automotive. You ready for a nap, Jennifer? A couple of automotive stories?
No. Oh, no.
Before we do, Biff and Biff, though, coming up with the sports report. Chrysler. Having a little problem with the EPA, same as Volkswagen. I told you this was going to come. So now, they have been accused, of installing software on 100,000 of their diesel-powered cars and trucks. And the EPA says they're cheats. I hope that Trump gets in fast and basically guts the EPA when it comes to
well,
stuff like this.
He's pretty much the person he chose doesn't even
good.
Believe in the EPA. So
good. That's fine.
He's
the EPA has way overreached their bounds. Time for them to have a little come up and settle them down and get them back to making some sense.
Too many regulations. Ugh.
Too many. Volkswagen's paying $4.3 billion to settle the charges on what happened to their cars. I told you, it'll happen to Chrysler. It'll happen to Ford imports. It'll happen to people who have Mercedes, BMWs. It's going to happen to everybody because you can't meet these standards. So instead of standing up to them and saying, no, we're not going to do it, we can't do it, they all said, yeah, we'll do it. And then they had to cheat because they couldn't make it. You can't make an engine do what these guys want it to do. It just is not technically there yet. So they're going to have to fudge, and they're changing all this stuff around on the cars that they have that they want to keep. My daughter and son both drive the same cars. My son had a car that was a diesel. He turned it in. Actually, he didn't turn it in. It got stolen. And he got the money went back to the, you know, I've told that story in the air. So he bought a station wagon, Volkswagen station wagon, just like his sister's. Exactly the same, except it's gas engine instead of diesel. So other than that, because the Volkswagen makes a good car. It's a very, they're a good car manufacturer. And so are the others that I mentioned. And they're, you know, it's just the realistic expectations here are not realistic. So I'm against this. This is like a witch hunt. These people are out of control, and it needs to be curtailed. These people need to be curtailed. That's my read on it, ladies.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. Chrysler said that, you know, that they didn't. I think maybe the difference between the Volkswagen and the Chrysler Fiat thing is, I mean, I think didn't Volkswagen, well, someone is in jail, but Volkswagen acknowledged, I think, that this was, you know, that there was some, they did it on purpose or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think Chrysler's, saying that this is definitely not the same thing and that they were trying to, you know, change engine performance or whatever, and
much,
it wasn't
Okay, so we're beating the air pollution problems a little at a time. So let's be realistic about it and not pull all of these stunts to try to make yourself look good. That's the way I read into it. Anyway, the other automotive story, Jennifer, is Toyota recalling about 500,000 vehicles in addition to the millions they've already recalled because of the airbags. At some point in time, although I guess Takata is going bankrupt now, they're going to sue them and not going to get anything out of them.
Yeah.
But what is there about this? Were you still using these to make these, to put the airbag? I don't think there's another manufacturer. I think if you look at any car manufactured by anybody around the world, most of them have these Takata airbags in them.
Mm-hmm.
So it isn't just Toyota. I'm no pal or friend of Toyota. I'm not sticking up for them. But I think there are pretty much every single manufacturer uses these same airbags. No matter what kind of...
There is another major company, and I forget what it is, but the recall was Toyota and Nissan and Lexus and... Right, and
there
was
Japanese.
So there was something, but I think Subaru as well. My brother's girlfriend waited for 6 months where no one could ride in her passenger seat because of the threat the airbag. That just got replaced last week. So I think they're slowly trying to figure it out. There were a bunch of cabs in New York City that got pulled because of the airbag situation too. So it was.
I don't think foreign cabs should be allowed. Foreign manufacturer of cabs should be allowed. I don't like seeing Toyotas running all over New York City. Just me.
Well, New York City had the green initiative. I mean, at the Prius, you see a lot of cabs that are Prius.
Yep.
Right.
So, and that's part of the reason. And a lot of hybrids. Nissan makes a few different brands that are a few different models.
That's
of hybrids.
What put Ford out of the cab and police car.
Yeah,
business.
Every cab is hybrid.
Yep. No more Fords. All right, here we go. This is time for Biff and Biff, ladies and gentlemen. May I introduce you to Biff Horn and Biff Keelan. The sports news today starts, Jennifer, with the news from the folks who support the San Diego Chargers. The announcement yesterday, officially, they're moving up the coast to L.A., but a lot of people don't like the fact that they're moving. They don't like the new Charger logo. So what did you think when you first saw it?
Well, there's two things here. So the Chargers had a press conference yesterday and confirmed that they would be leaving San Diego. This wasn't a huge surprise. They had gotten into the mix when the Rams were trying to come to L.A. a few years ago. The Rams had expressed interest in coming to town. The Oakland Raiders wanted to come to L.A., and the San Diego Chargers had said they wanted to come to Los Angeles. Stan Kroenke at the Rams was definitely the most well-organized, so the league approved him first. The Rams started their first season here. This season, and basically told the Raiders, not so much for you, so it looks like they're going to go to Las Vegas. Told the Chargers that they needed to work things out with San Diego, and if they couldn't, then they could move to L.A. The following year, so that's where we are now. So they were not able to work things out with San Diego. But at the press conference, they released the logo at the same time as they made the official announcement, and people went bananas on social media because the logo looked like a 10-year-old did it. I mean, it kind of looks like the Dodgers logo, but it has like a lightning bolt on the end. And so everybody's like, you know, why didn't you spend some more time with the logo? Make the announcement, but you don't have to do the logo now.
Right.
And it's a weird one.
All right. So help me understand this. There are three football teams involved in this discussion, I believe, right?
Yep.
The Chargers, the Rams, and the Raiders.
Right.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
So who is coming to Los Angeles? The Rams are kind of already here.
The Rams are already here.
Right? Okay. And
the Chargers are coming for 2017.
And the Raiders are going to Las Vegas.
That's most likely the scenario.
From Oakland. Why? I guess
they just don't like the stadium. They can't come to terms with the city to rebuild it.
Okay. So now the other story involving the Rams is that they have a new head coach, and the news there is that the kid's 30 years old. What does he know about managing people who are in that circumstance?
Well, he's been doing it for a while. He was a professional, or he was a college football player, and then he was working for the Washington Redskins, I think as a defensive or offensive coordinator, I can't remember which, in Tampa Bay Buccaneers he's been working with. So he's had a long history of working, well, long for a 30-year-old, but his whole adult life has been spent in football. And the Rams interviewed 8 different people. They got rid of Jeff Fisher a few weeks before the end of the season, and so they've been talking to a lot of people. And they chose him. And, you know, look, he has a vision for the team that they liked. I mean, it couldn't be any worse than it was this season. So let's see what he's got.
I mean, the Rams' record was 4-12. That's just, oh, my God.
It reminds me of an episode from the HBO show Ballers with The Rock. And all of this stuff, when I read through this, I kind of watch that with some regularity on the plane. Pretty good show, actually. And it's just all about the intrigue that goes on between. It's like everything. All businesses have intrigue. This happens to be the intrigue in the world of football. But it's just, they're all into the same. It's again back to the stuff we were talking about with regard to the president. These people are all human beings, just from different disciplines. The same kind of stuff goes on everywhere, it would seem. 15 before the hour, TV report up next here.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply. There was 57
channels and okay, hackers of the world unite. C-SPAN's live television feed yesterday went to the Russians and what they were doing at the Kremlin instead of what was going on in our Congress. There are all kinds of stories about this that are floating around, and C-SPAN says it's investigating the matter. I don't know. Is it fun? Yeah. Does it mean that they're...
For the four people that watch it, I'm sure.
No, that's not.
Quite disturbing.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Nickelodeon wants to build underwater theme parks starting in the Philippines. This, Nickelodeon's a TV outfit,
is
right?
Is it going to be SpongeBob SquarePants?
Yeah, literally. That's exactly what it is. SpongeBob and...
Really?
Awesome. Yeah.
Why would... Well, I suppose they must think there's a market for it. So why start there? Why not do it here?
Because who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, a little more than me. So this is, but this is all big business. Like Disney, you know, being everywhere. These people want to be everywhere too. It would seem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So Nickelodeon. Aren't they all? Isn't it all cartoons and stuff? They're a children's cartoon channel.
No, I mean, they do some cartoons, but they do a lot of regular live action. Well, I don't know if it's live action
for
but
children
and stuff. Yeah.
For children.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Blake Shelton is going to perform at the People's Choice Awards on January 18th. Is that big news, Jennifer?
It's big news for me. I'll be watching. I mean, the People's Choice Awards, it's sort of weird. You can always tell who's going to win because it's the people that are there in the crowd.
Yeah.
The other nominees never show up.
Never show up.
Spoiler alert, if you see them, that's who's going to win. But, hey, gotta love a Blake performance.
All right, what's on TV tonight and over the weekend that you think are highlights?
Well, over the weekend, it'll definitely be focused on football because playoff season has begun. Tonight, if you're staying in, there's a new show on NBC called Emerald City, and it's sort of loosely based on The Wizard of Oz and Dorothy. I watched it last week, and I thought it was kind of interesting, different, more very sci-fi, very different from what I expected, but it's worth a glance. 9 p.m. on NBC is the Emerald City, and then, of course, CBS wins the night very consistently, Doug. We've got Hawaii 5-0 at 9. We've got Blue Bloods at 10, and, of course, the night gets kicked off with MacGyver and all new episodes on all
three.
That's
a pretty good
show,
the way they're doing it. I've watched it once.
MacGyver, it's a big hit, actually.
Oh, it's good. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, for anything to survive that well on Friday,
true. Like Blue Bloods and that show, yep.
Right.
They're all survivors. 10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You do. This is the place, and now's the time. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommers Travel Guides, here with some deals that they are highlighting and some of the other things that are going on in the world of travel that may occupy some of your time. If you're planning on trying to get away from the weather, you may have to get out of the country because there's a lot of wild stuff going on, although the weather has improved greatly in the last couple of days. But let's find out what is in the offing in near-term and long-term terms from Pauline in a moment here.
We already have the best deals on hardwood flooring, but those deals just got even better at Lumber Liquidators' January flooring sale. Select Corlux styles are up to 15% off. It's the ultimate waterproof woodlook flooring. Get wide-plank distressed hardwood from just $179 a square foot and gunstock woodlook tile for 99 cents. More deals from 59 cents and special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the January flooring sale today.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
When you've been married for 45 years, you begin to
finish each other's sentences.
Like how Kmart is now
a preferred Medicare Part D pharmacy with
copays as low as a dollar, which means we save lots of money. So I can finally build that
woman cave in the basement, Loretta's lair.
Wait, what?
Oh, you heard me.
Head to Kmart Pharmacy today for Medicare Part D copays as low as a dollar. Kmart Pharmacy accepts most Medicare Part D plans and is preferred in many. Visit any Kmart Pharmacy for details or go to KmartPharmacy.com to find a location nearest you.
Jim owns a gym.
And his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business. Like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. And January 14th, limit 2, multi-packs count as one.
Hi, 56 past the hour now. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com with us. Just as an aside, I always like to throw a couple of things in before we get to some of the specials of the week, Pauline. The profits of the airlines, they say, have gone down. I think Delta was complaining they only made $665 million in the last quarter. So prices are going up because we got to make more, which is okay because they're businesses. But can we get a little more service or not? Do we think am I being unrealistic here?
Well, I think they're being hurt because there's a raft of new transatlantic and transpacific carriers who are whooping them in terms of prices. If you want to go to Europe right now from many gateways, it's cheaper to go to Europe than it is to fly from, say, New York to California on such carriers as Norwegian and WOW Airlines and Icelandic Air and sometimes Aer Lingus. And so, yeah, this is hurting the airline's bottom line. The same if you want to go from the West Coast to Japan. There's never been a better time. I mean, there's amazing airfares. So what's bad for the airlines, good for us.
Yeah, right, exactly. And competition is good. We always like capitalism when it comes to that. So let's see what their comeuppance will be. Meanwhile, looking around at some of the things that people can do, let's say if they're eager to go somewhere in the next week, the next month, the next couple of months, what are you featuring at Frommers.com on the Frommers Travel Guides?
Well, there's usually a good last-minute cruise sales at this time of year. It's not yet spring break time. People are still kind of reeling from their travel over the Christmas holidays. So the cruise ships are usually doing their darndest to fill themselves. So if you want to take a cruise, and there's some really beautiful new ships out there that you could try, that's what I would recommend. And I always recommend going to a travel agent for a cruise. I know it sounds old-fashioned, but for that part of the travel industry, they get perks that you will not get if you go to the cruise lines directly, like free upgrades, shipboard credits, maybe a glass of wine in your room or a bottle of wine. But most importantly, they can help you tell one ship from the next. And these ships can vary widely.
Yeah.
One can be like a Girls Gone Wild spring break type ship, and another might be more sophisticated. So you want to get the right ship for you.
Yeah. All right. So that's good. I think that's very good advice. But you got to know where you're spending your dough. So as Pauline suggests, go to a travel agent. It sounds like very good advice. Pauline, thank you for your service. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, home of the Frommers Travel Guides.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.